This is WSKG News. A bill that would expand New York's medical marijuana program to cover people dealing with PTSD passed the legislature this year. But as Karen DeWitt reports, the governor's been cautious in supporting it.
New York's medical marijuana program is far more restrictive than most states. Around a dozen conditions are eligible for treatment, including, according to the state health department, severe and debilitating forms of cancer, HIV, Parkinson's, and epilepsy. Sponsors of a bill that passed the Senate and the Assembly say post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, needs to be added to that list. Senator Dianne Savino, an independent Democrat from Staten Island, said during debate on the Senate floor in late June that the measure is primarily aimed at veterans. She says many vets with PTSD are prescribed strong and addictive drugs like Valium and Ativan.
They are living on toxic chemicals, and what they're asking for is the option for an alternative treatment.
Bob Becker is with the New York State Council of Veterans Organizations, which backs the bill. He agrees that many veterans with PTSD are prescribed drugs that are strong and potentially dangerous.
You're always in some kind of chronic pain, depression, and everything else, you know. And this is, it makes them relax, you know, and feel better. The only thing I don't know much about is how high does it get the individual. But I think with the control on with the state, the way they put it together, that I don't think they'll be walking around high. I think they'll be walking around feeling better.
The drug would be offered as a liquid or oil for vaporization or in pill form and contains much lower amounts of the psychoactive ingredient THC than does recreational marijuana. It cannot be smoked. Under the bill, others who suffer from PTSD, including firefighters, police officers, and victims of domestic violence or rape, also would be eligible for medical marijuana as a treatment. But Senator Savino says it's particularly important that veterans have access to a state-sanctioned medical marijuana program because veterans who buy marijuana on the black market risk losing all of their VA health benefits if they're caught.
If they are utilizing marijuana outside of a licensed medical marijuana program in their state, they run the risk that they will be penalized by the Veterans Administration.
Federal laws still prohibit the use of marijuana for any reason. Senator Tom Croce, a Republican from Long Island who was a U.S. Navy officer before he entered politics, says the fact that marijuana is illegal in this country is one of several reasons he's against the bill. He says scientific studies on the effectiveness of using marijuana to treat PTSD are inconclusive. There are federal restrictions on research on the effects of medical marijuana.
The Hippocratic Oath says that at first, do no harm. And I'm just afraid because of the lack of evidence, because our federal government does not recognize, first of all, this substance as even legal, and because of ongoing concerns by our mental health professionals who treat our veterans every day, I think we're premature.
Croce says he supports alternative treatments for PTSD that do not involve drugs, including cognitive therapy. He says using medical marijuana might just be masking sufferers' symptoms. Governor Cuomo has been very cautious about allowing the use of medical marijuana, saying he wanted to start slowly and he does not support recreational marijuana. Cuomo was asked recently whether he might sign the bill when it comes to his desk later this summer. He was noncommittal.
We want to make sure medical marijuana is medical marijuana, so we're careful about what diseases it covers.
28 other states already permit the use of medical marijuana for PTSD. Senator Savino says right now, New York, with its prohibition of the treatment, is an outlier. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.